had real problems. He said, my wife was complaining that I never listened to her, or something like that.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
They say love makes the world go round. But what is love? How would you define it? Kids were asked that question. Here are their tender and hilarious responses. Rebecca, age 8, says, when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love. Amen. Billy says, when someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. You just know that your name is safe in their mouth. According to 8-year-old Emily, love is when you kiss all the time. Then, when you get tired of kissing, you still want to be together and you talk more. My mommy and daddy are like that. They look gross when they kiss. Danny, age 7, love is when my mommy makes coffee for my daddy and takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure the taste is okay. 7-year-old Bobby says, love is what's in the room with you at Christmas if you stop opening presents and listen. 4-year-old Lauren says, I know my older sister loves me because she gives me all her old clothes and has to go out and buy new ones. Let's not overlook the obvious, says Meredith, age 6. Love is when my parents go to work so I can have a place to live. Love is when mommy sees daddy smelly and sweaty and still says he is handsomer than Robert Redford. That's from Chris, age 7. How would you define love? As a mushy, gushy feeling? Something you fall in and out of? Well, the best definition of love I've ever encountered is in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 are these timeless words. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. According to God, love is other-centered, self-giving, and unfailing. In fact, it isn't something we fall in or out of. It's something we commit to. Love can involve sappy, tingling feelings, but on a far deeper level, it's a commitment. It's a mindset, a decision to pursue the good of others, no matter what. Love goes on loving, even if it isn't returned. 1 John 4:10 to 11 says this, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Ah, dear friends, since God so loved, we also ought to love one another. You know, this kind of love is a bit crazy, unreasonable, impossible from a human point of view. But God never asks us to do what he won't strengthen us to do, what he's already done. Love one another. And so, this Valentine's season, let's ask him to put his love in our hearts. True love. Enduring love. Not so much seen around us, but isn't it something when we see the real thing? Beth, age 10, agrees. She says, God gave us love so that we can show it to other people. God is love, so to know God is to know love. Claire, age 3, says, love is a hug. Now, may I have a snack, please? A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.